This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 1st of September 2024. Now with the show.
WAG News. The next meeting of the West Australian Repeater Group will be on Monday, that's tomorrow night, 7pm for a 7:30pm start. Where? Number 12, Australia 2 Drive in Crawley. That's the first Pelican Point Sea Scout Hall near UWA, just around the corner from Matilda Bay. Go all the way down Australia 2 Drive, past the Yacht Club, and do a sharp left as you are about to hit the dead end. There is plenty of time both before and after the meeting to catch up in person and make an audio frequency contact. Tea, coffee and refreshments will be available, as usual, for a gold coin donation. WAG's meeting tomorrow night. See you there. Recently, there's been two working bees to fix Channel 7, the Fremantle repeater VK6RFM. Trevor VK6MS and Colin VK6ACT attended Wireless Hill on Thursday the 8th of August. Upon examination and testing, they found badly terminated PL259 connectors on the feed line and bad antenna, corroded and full of water, and bad feeder, RG213, terminated in 50-ohm load, giving 9.011 dB return loss, 2.1 to 1 VSWR. Both required replacement, and so a two-stack folded dipole array retrieved from the decommissioning of VK6RCT in Caddaby was put in place for the repeater. It was noted the repeater had a very loud fan noise, as everything got so quiet once it was switched off. So it was removed for investigation and rectification. Trevor and Colin then reattended on Friday the 16th of August and completed the antenna fixing, making good rigging at the top of the tower, running two feeders, one extra requested by the VHF group, and replacing existing PL259 connector on cavities with NFED, and set the repeater back to work.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6CSW, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month. Time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's September Bulletin to go to air. As you may know, Bulletin producer Andrew, VK3CAH, only has time to compose up-to-date bulletins every second month, the intervening months being reruns of old bulletins that hopefully are still of interest, especially to long-time REOTC members. This month we offer an historical broadcast by Alan Doble, VK3AMD, from July 2002. The up-to-date news and information will be broadcast next month. Everyone, REOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and to join in the callbacks afterwards. Full details of all transmissions, times, modes and frequencies can be found on the REOTC website at www.raotc.org.au, or just Google REOTC Broadcasts. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the club website. If you do listen this way, some brief feedback would be appreciated. Now, some local broadcast details. Tomorrow, Chris, VK6JI, will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz, starting at 8 a.m. Please note that this start time of 8 a.m. is an hour earlier than it used to be. Also at 8 a.m. tomorrow local time, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR network, Talk Group 5. At 10 a.m. local time, the program will be transmitted via the News West linked repeater system, simultaneously with a 40-meter transmission on 7088 kHz, again by Chris VK6JI. On Wednesday, September the 4th, we have a D-Star broadcast at about 5:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted via D-Star Reflector 91C following AR Newsline. On Sunday, September the 8th, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 7 a.m. 160-metre broadcast of the WIA News by Phil VK6GX and the 40-metre broadcast by Chris VK6JI. The next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC in Perth is on Tuesday, September the 10th at the Woodbridge Hotel, 50 East Street, Guildford. We meet at 11:30 for midday lunch. An attractive, well-priced seniors menu is available, which can be viewed online. Everyone's welcome to come along and have an eyeball QSO. There's adequate car parking available, but if you're coming by train, be sure to alight at Guildford East. Once again, that's Guildford East Station. Full details are on the club website under the heading Luncheons. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the September RAOTC broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Hi, this is Paul, VK5 Papa Alpha Sierra, the National Coordinator in Australia of the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program, WWFF, which encourages amateurs to get out into the field and operate portable from parks. In Australia, the program is known as VKFF, VK Flora and Fauna. Between Friday the 25th of October and Sunday the 27th of October 2024, a special event is being held at Bendigo, Victoria. It is the second annual VKFF National Get-Together. The event commences on Friday evening with a dinner at the Majestic Hotel Shamrock, meals and drinks at your own cost. On Saturday at the Lakeside Hotel Bendigo, attendees will enjoy a series of excellent guest speakers on topics surrounding park activating. There will be 12 presentations, and these include an introduction to the VKFF program, activating parks on King Island, satellites from parks, snake awareness and safety, and CW and digital modes from parks. Our MC for the day will be Chris, VK5 Foxtrot Romeo. There will also be a number of static displays at the venue, and a raffle with various prizes will be run and drawn on Saturday. The cost for attending the presentations is $20, and this includes morning and afternoon tea. On Saturday evening, we have our own private function room for an evening dinner with a guest speaker. Meals and drinks at your own cost. On Sunday morning, a barbecue breakfast will be held at the club rooms of the Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club. The cost for the barbecue is $10. This will be followed by multiple VKFF park activations on Sunday. If you wish to attend any of the segments of the event, you must register to attend. Walk-ups will not be accepted. Registration is easy and can be completed by visiting the WWFF Australia website at wwffaustralia.com. Look for the 2024 VKFF National Get-Together page. Registration for the event closes on Friday the 11th of October 2024. So far, 41 amateurs have registered to attend the event. Don't leave this to the last moment. Please register. This is a terrific event to catch up with fellow amateurs and learn a bit more about the VKFF program, no matter if you are an experienced park activator and hunter or never been involved previously. Last year's event at Renmark in South Australia was very well received, and this year's event at Bendigo is shaping up to be a brilliant get-together. Thanks for listening. 73, Paul, VK5, Papa Alpha Sierra.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So, the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., and is held between 7020 and 7040 kilohertz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m., we're on between 3540 and 3570 kilohertz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagChu newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address cqqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The International Amateur Radio Union, or IARU, is the governing body of our community. It represents us on the world stage through the International Telecommunications Union, the ITU. As I've discussed before, it consists of four separate organisations working together: the International Amateur Radio Union, the global body, and three regional ones, Region 1, 2 and 3, each representing the hobby of amateur radio. Previously, I've looked at the constitution of the IARU to get a sense of its purpose in the world. At the time, I mentioned the notion of comparing the four organisations against each other, since ostensibly they're doing the same thing for a different part of the world. Each of these regional bodies was created separately by different groups of people, and their constitutions reflect that. The global IARU constitution, last updated in 1989, consists of 9 pages. The IARU Region 1 Constitution, with proposed amendments from 2020, has 31 pages. The English version of the Region 2 Constitution, since there's also a Spanish one, was amended in 2019, has 6 pages, including 2 copies of Article 2, and refers regularly to the Global IARU Constitution. And finally, Region 3, amended in 2012, has 15 pages. What is striking at first glance is just how poorly these documents are constructed. Formatting, inconsistent spelling, indentation, general layouts, and all are lacking attention to detail. I think that this reflects poorly on the internal workings of the IARU, but I digress. Curiously, the Region 3 website has a whole section on proposed changes to the Constitution. Many of those changes are around the election of officials and voting procedures. It also includes the use of modern communications, like email and remote conference facilities on internet platforms. One paragraph stood out. Quote, "It was also realized that changes would need to be made to formally recognize that we will, as happened at the online conference in 2021, have females as well as males taking responsible positions in IARU Region 3." End quote. It must have come as quite a shock to the delegates to learn that there are females in our hobby. This must have already happened in Region 1, since there is a reference to he/she in relation to being elected. Mind you, use of the word they must not have occurred to the authors. But don't worry, we shouldn't rush these things. The international body and Region 2 constitutions both use he for roles. I will point out that the international body has a weasel clause where it states, among other things, quote, "Words importing only the masculine gender include the feminine gender and the neutral gender," end quote. It's a good start, but falls short of standards expected today. If you're not sure what all the fuss is about, let me illustrate. The term of office of the president shall be for a period of 5 years from the date of ratification of Porcupine nomination, and Porcupine shall remain in office until the nomination of Porcupine's successor has been ratified. If that felt jarring for you, you might get some sense of what it feels like for someone reading that with gender pronouns that don't match the text. A better solution would be, "The term of office of the president shall be for a period of 5 years from the date of ratification of their nomination, and they shall remain in office until the nomination of their successor has been ratified." It's not the first time we've struck this type of issue. It's high time that we did something about it. Over a year ago, I pointed out that OM, old man, and XYL, ex-young lady, were derogatory, and we should replace them with OP, operator, and SO, significant other. A year before that, I proposed a revision to the Amateurs Code to make its language inclusive and reflective of the wider community in which we operate. I've had discussions with people who identify across the gender spectrum about much of this, and the overwhelming feedback I receive is that our community is old white men clamouring to grow the hobby without a clue that words they use are part of the problem. So, credit to Region 1 for implementing some of this and to Region 3 for starting this conversation. I don't doubt that there are members in the Global IARU and Region 2 who would like to see this implemented, and to you I say, it's time. High time to review what language our community uses to identify itself to the wider community. More generally, as the governing and representative global bodies, you should be leading the way and providing guidance to the member societies. So next time you promote our community, refer to others, link to articles, and attempt to encourage participation, you should take a moment and ask yourself if what you're saying is truly speaking to people who are not old white men, and if that's the case, what you might do to embrace the wider community. The standard you walk past is the standard you accept. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo. Lima.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Here's a segment we might call I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Dateline, Friday, August 9th, 2024. WAG Technical Officer Colin VK6ACT and Mac VK6 Mike, who is a life member of WAG and also WAG's patron, met in Kelmscott for a lunch before ascending the scarp to the Rollystone site home of VK6RAP, VK6RWN, and VK6RBP. Mac had expressed interest in visiting the site, and as he had not been back there in 50 years, yes, you heard that right, half a century, the last time he saw it, it was a clear block of land, a very large clear block. Mac inspected all of the equipment in the radio hut, and the functionality of each piece was explained to him. As hams do, he asked plenty of questions and put forward some ideas. He was intrigued by the construction of the mast, rigging and antennas. He took time to walk around the entire block by himself as Colin busied himself with some minor jobs in the hut. Colin thinks he could have been searching for a secret treasure he left buried there 50 years ago. A great afternoon was had, and upon leaving they stopped around the corner at the boundary of the VK6 RLM site to check out the mast and antennas there. And does Colin have a message for Mac? Well, yes, he says. Thank you, Mac. It was a pleasure to spend some time with you and chat about all things old and new. Heard it through the grapevine, Dateline WA Hams, August 26. It was revealed that for Graham VK6RO's birthday last Monday, Phil VK6ADF gave him a coffee mug with, get this, a picture of 6 rotten oranges, 3 on each side. Graham said, it's brilliant. This will sit in his shack at cuppa time to be admired forever. Phil and Graham first met in around 1979. In a ham shop on Hay Street in Perth. Happy birthday, belated birthday, Graham, and may you have many more.
Good morning, Roy, VK6X-ray victim of this week's helpline for the 1st of September 2024. Today I'm looking for details on the valve bank, please. Who has the valve bank custodian? I've been calling this for a couple of weeks now. I would like to know. People need to put valves in and take valves out, and I've got a whole heap of valves that I need to put in a repository somewhere too. So if you are the custodian or you know who it may be, please contact me. vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com is the email address, or failing that, the phone number 0427 000 995, 0427 000 995, for the valve bank details. Today we have on helpline, today we have an ATAS 120, that's an Alpha Tango Alpha Sierra antenna. It's an automatic, self-tuning antenna, $350 or nearest offer. There's also a ham antenna, model Mike 80-1, $15 or nearest offer. There's also a monster stick antenna, a Delta X-ray 5, $15 or nearest offer. And there's an MFJ 1701, 6 out of 1 antenna switch, 6 position for 1 antenna, $125 or nearest offer. All inquiries to Gerard VK6 Quebec Mike on mobile 0451-633-860. I say again, 0451-633-860. And also today from the ham shack of VK6 Echo Tango Silent Key, we have a clearance. There's a high gain Alpha Victor 620 HF band vertical antenna, $290 or nearest offer. There's an ICOM IC7200 HF 6 meter VHF and UHF transceiver, priced at $750 or nearest offer. There's also a Bofang handheld transceiver with charging cradle, price $30 or nearest offer. You may contact Tony, VK6 Alpha Tango India, mobile 0472-608-523. Again, 0472-608-523. Email is Tango Alpha Romeo Golf Echo November Tango India at aussiebroadband.com.au. Tango Alpha Romeo Golf Echo November Tango India at aussiemail, that's A-U-S-S-I-E, broadband.com.au. You can also contact Dudley, VK6 Kilo Bravo Yankee, mobile 0417-992-487. 0417-992-487. Next, I have a power supply by Yaesu, a Fox Papa 707 20-amp 13.8-volt power supply, $100. There's a new beam covering 20, that's a NU, November uniform beam, covering 20 metres, 15 and 10 metres, full-size driven element and reflector wire elements, and each band supported by central hub and four fiberglass spreaders, asking $100. And you may contact Michael, 0403-854-720. 0403-854-720. And that, my friends, is all for this week. This is Roy, VK6, X-ray Victor. Any items for next week, please contact me. Email victorkilo6xrayvictor at bigpond.com. 7-3 till next week.
For 2024 National Police Week in Australia, a special event call of Victor India 7, Papa Oscar Lima, will be on air. The call will be active between the 14th of September to the 29th of September 2024 to celebrate the 7th Annual National Police Week, a celebration of our nation's police. National Police Week includes the 15th Annual Wall-to-Wall Ride for Remembrance and National Police Remembrance Day on 27th of September. National Police Remembrance Day is a time to pause to honour the 826 Australian police officers whose lives have been lost while performing their duty. It's a time to remember police officers who have lost their lives through illness or other circumstances. VI7 Papa Oscar Lima will be active on 10, 15, 20, 40 and 80 metres SSB, FT8 and FT4. More information on VI7POL, including QSL information, can be found on qrz.com. 73, Paul, VK5, Papa Alpha Sierra.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.